From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two largest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year.
For the agreement to enter into force, as has already been stated, 55 countries representing 55% of global emissions must formally join. Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set. We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing.
U.S. President Barack Obama speaking at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for bomb blasts that killed 14 people in his hometown of Davao. While Abu Sayyaf militants have claimed responsibility for the blast, Duterte has investigators looking at other possible suspects like drug dealers. The president has launched a hardline campaign against drug dealers since taking office. The lawlessness declaration allows the military to work with the police to establish checkpoints and to increase patrols. Uzbekistan's ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days and was pronounced dead late Friday. Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Saturday in Hanoi said his country would provide a credit line of $500 million to Vietnam for defense cooperation, the latest sign of closer ties between two countries with separate territorial disputes with China. Mr. Modi is on a state visit to Vietnam, where today he also spoke about trade relations between India and Vietnam.
Just declare a state of lawless violence. It's not martial law, but I am inviting now.
That was the Philippine president. Here's Mr. Modi.
Enhancing bilateral commercial engagement is also our strategic objective. For this, new trade and business opportunities will be tapped to achieve the trade target of $15 billion by 2020.
Vietnam and India's bilateral trade has been growing at more than 25% annually in the last few years. Mr. Modi also called for the two nations to cooperate in responding to the emerging regional challenges. Vietnam is in the midst of a major military buildup that analysts say is a deterrent as neighboring China grows more assertive in staking its rival claims in the South China Sea. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader has returned home amid rumors his health is failing. Robert Mugabe arrived back in the capital, Harare, on Saturday. Reports say Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. The FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The Federal Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server located in the basement of her New York home. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Americans are celebrating the Labor Day weekend, culminating on Monday or in Monday holidays, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. The holiday also comes to signal the unofficial end of summer in the U.S. Labor unions have been seeing their membership fall steadily in the past 30 years with the growing technology and globalization of the world economy. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.